KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSPT in somewhat smoky, summery Sandpoint. Also, you can catch us anywhere, anytime at NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's good to be back in here. I took a couple weeks off. We did the old festival at Sandpoint. Turned out to be successful. And, it was just, I think everybody was like relieved. We're back. And so that was pretty cool. I want to thank all the hundreds of volunteers that helped make that possible. So that was fun. It is Thursday, North Idaho Thursday. We've got a good show for you today. First off, we'll have our monthly chat with Sherry and Nikki from the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. Find out what's going on over there this month. Also, we'll meet Keely Gray. She is with the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater, and they have some events on the horizon. And in our final segment, we'll once again welcome in Claire Christie from the Ponderay Arts Council. This weekend, as you may have just heard in a radio advertisement, this weekend is their annual Arts and Crafts Fair, which is always one of the major highlights of our Sandpoint summers. So we really look forward to that. They moved it from City Beach to downtown Sandpoint a few years back, and it turned out to be a great move. It's pretty cool. So check that out. Some changes going on. Oh, some other things to announce. Bonner General Health is they are redoing their parking lot, and it's been kind of a mess over there on 3rd Avenue. So for more information on the timing and how that's going to be reconfigured and all that, you can go to bonnergeneral.org and read that press release and find out when that's going to be done and all of that. So if you've seen that construction going on over there, that's what it is. What else is going on? Let's see. There's music at the Ponderay Winery Friday evening from 5 to 8, Mike Wagoner and Utah John. The duo offers memorable performance of original songs and familiar tunes, and it's free and open to the public from 5 until 8. Ponderay Winery. Also Friday, there's Sounds Under the Silo at Matchwood Brewing Company, hosts their live music series featuring The Powers. Yeah, the Powers play there a lot. It must be like the house band. It's free. It's open to the public. For more information, go to matchwoodbrewing.com. Friday, there's jazz at Eichhardt's with Bright Moments Jazz. That's free and open to the public as well. This weekend, there's also a quilt show. Boy, a lot of art going on this weekend. The Panhandle Plate Peacemakers Quilt Guild. I'm going to say this again. Panhandle Peacemakers Quilt Guild. Yeah. Their quilt show. And the marketplace and vendors from 9:30 until 6 o'clock, Saturday 9:30 to 4, Sunday in the VFW Hall on Pine and Division. Featured quilter is Linda Angel, 200-year-plus U.S. veteran. 20-year-plus U.S. veteran. Who writes this stuff? 200. 20. I don't have my laptop with me today. I made a mistake and left it somewhere else, and it's like my security blanket. So some of this is off the top of my head. There's lounge music Saturday at the 219 with Beargrass from 1 until 4 o'clock. And and they play from 1 to 4 at the 219, and then Damn It, Lauren and the Well from 9 until midnight. Check that out at 219. Dot bar. Winery music on Saturday has Jake Robbins, played all around town and does a great job. Also, I went to and we'll talk more about this event in the coming weeks, but you might remember this from last summer. The free food distribution is returning to Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, 1900 Pine Street, across from the YMCA. It is in 2 weeks, Thursday, August 26th, 11 until 1. The drive-through event will serve up to 250 families, first come, first serve. You just drive through because current CDC guidelines will be followed. There's free produce, free meat, shelf-stable foods, and other nutritious products while supplies last. No identification required, no questions asked. You just drive through and get free food. How cool is that? Again, that's Thursday, August 26th. We've got a cool show for you today. We'll be talking to Sandpoint Seniors. We'll be talking about Lake Pend'Oreille Repertory Theater and the Arts and Crafts Fair. So stick around.
The Bonner County Fair presents the Summer Nights Concert on Thursday, August 19th in the Outdoor Arena. This year's concert will feature the high-energy country and classic rock sounds of the Copper Mountain Band. Get your tickets in advance at Les Schwab, Columbia Bank, Sandpoint Superdrug, Carter Country, North 40, at the fair box office or online at BonnerCountyFair.com. Get your tickets now for the Copper Mountain Band at the Bonner County Fair Thursday, August 19th.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Jackie Carter here from the Envision Center. We are ready to spin again. The Service Provider Information Network will meet in person on August 26th from 8 to 10 a.m. to focus on youth solutions. Please join us to hear thoughtful speakers and learn how to support our youth this coming school year. Seating is limited. RSVP to spin at CRECIdaho.com or call us at 208-920-1840.
Hi, this is Lauren
and Eve
with Knutson Chevrolet.
Knutson's summer sell down is on, and we have lots of Silverados, Equinoxes, Camaros, Tahoes, Suburbans, Colorados, and Blazers on their way.
Can't find quite what you're looking for? Call us, send us an email, or stop on by, and we'll order one just the way you want it.
If something pre-owned fits your budget better, take advantage of our Knutson summer sell down for our best selection of GM-certified pre-owned vehicles.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership that puts customer service above all else.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
I was part of trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business that takes care of its family.
Pend'Oreille Arts Council's 49th Annual Arts and Crafts Fair is this Saturday and Sunday on 2nd and Main in downtown Sandpoint. Featuring over 100 vendors from fine art, artisan food, beauty products, jewelry, yard art, pottery, and much more.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, and it's our sort of monthly get-together with the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. We have Nikki Klein with us once again and Sherry Caldwell. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to have your smiling faces back in our studio once again. And I was just reading the August newsletter just this morning, and there's a lot going on at the Senior Center.
There is.
Tell us about it.
Well, we've got a new activity, Bunko. We're playing Bunko now on Mondays at 12:30. Rick Bivens, who's our Pinochle host, is also hosting that. And
That's during lunchtime?
Well, just after lunch. Oh, yeah, gosh. They play from 12:30 to 2:30. And then we also have the Friday Stampers are back if you're into stamping and you want to join that
what
group.
What is stamping?
Stamping is like they make like crafts, cards and things like that, posters, all kinds of like, you know, cute little crafts and things like that. And they usually meet on the first Friday of the month at 6 o'clock. However, the September one is going to be on the second Friday because of the holiday weekend.
Gotcha. So, Nikki, is this something that, like, somebody like me who's never stamped before should go and check it out?
I think so. We do have a couple of men. It tends to be a woman's craft because, I hate to say it, but women tend to be more interested in hand-making, say, birthday cards or photo albums to record a family trip that they did.
Gotcha.
We tend to enjoy doing things like that. I did it myself back in Denver. And
extremely prejudiced against men.
No, just kidding. We just love it.
Yeah, that's great. One thing I wanted to ask you about before we go to all the events is there was a good article in your newsletter about consumer fraud and seniors.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, now you got me on the spot because I'm like, I wrote that and I can totally can't remember all that I wrote.
That's what live radio is all about, putting people on the spot.
Yes, we were worried about, you know, some of our seniors getting taken advantage of. And so we were doing a little research about ways that they can protect themselves. And there's a number of different avenues out there. So whether it's, you know, you're worried about, you know, financial health and being taken advantage of, things that we learned were certified broker never solicits. They would never reach out to you to try to drum up business. That's not something they do. So the one of the things that we learned was that if you've got a broker that's, you know, calling you, doing cold calls, please ignore them because that's likely probably a scammer. Mm-hmm. And you definitely don't want to give them your information. The other thing, you know, that you could do to protect yourself is to take like a financial vulnerability survey to make sure that you are maximizing how you protect your investments and things like that, so you're not being taken advantage of by, you know, somebody that's, you know, a reputable financial advisor, those kinds of people.
It is really scary, especially for seniors that, you know, they didn't grow up doing all of this tech stuff. And it can be – a good example of that is I mentioned that we just finished the festival at Sandpoint. We're getting calls in the festival office daily about – how come Jake Owen tickets are $150? Well, they're not. They're $79. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at your website. It says $150. So that's not our website.
Yes.
So there was a thing going on where you could put in Google or whatever festival at Sandpoint, and that scam was the first one that would – they pay to be in that position. And what it is they bought a bunch of tickets from us early on, and then they're reselling them to vulnerable people.
Gotcha.
Because a lot of people called and said, you know, I just spent $400 going to your show. How come it's so expensive? I'm like, it's not.
Oh, that's crazy.
So the thing to do, seniors or anybody, is when you do go to what you think is, for example, the festival website, is to look at what it actually says, you know, www.what, because if it's,
right,
you know, if it says festival at sandpoint. I'm ripping you off, or example, be careful of that, because the real one will never say,
right,
will never have other
well,
things.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. We recently discovered that our number was spoofed, and spoofing is another way of perpetrating a scam. So what will happen is they will call a person's home, and on their caller ID, it'll show Sandpoint Area Seniors. But when you look at the number, it's not our number. And a lot of these people are soliciting, other seniors for, you know, donations or whatever.
Doing a fundraiser.
Right, right. And so, you know, we've been putting the word out that, you know, Sandpoint Seniors would never solicit. We never call people and ask them for money. When we do our fundraising events, it's, you know, usually through flyers and through the mail and, you know, sending out things like that. But we never call and ask for you to donate or ask you to pay, you know, for your meals or anything like that. So if you get a call like that, don't give them your name. Don't acknowledge them. Just hang up and know that it wasn't us.
Yeah.
We will not do that to you.
It can be terrifying, especially for seniors. But it's good to know that there are programs that it could help. And you could call that number, 263-6860, mm-hmm, and ask for advice and where to go to learn more about that.
Yeah. And you can also, if you are tech savvy enough to go to our website, a copy of our newsletter for the month is listed or posted on there.
Yeah.
So you can go through and read that same article and get all the information that you might need.
Very good.
To protect yourself.
One thing our producer and I were talking about before we came on the air was, you know, COVID is kind of making a resurgence right now. Do you have any idea what the vaccination level is with your regulars at the senior center? Was it most of them, or do you think
we
it's
don't
50-50?
Know. Honestly, and I haven't been asking because it's such a personal question. I don't want to offend anybody or make them feel that they can't be there because they're not vaccinated. The only thing we can do is ask them to get vaccinated. And if they're not vaccinated, you know, we would like for them to wear a mask. But again, it's it's hard to police that sort of thing. So we're hoping at this point that folks have enough information to make an informed choice and wouldn't be putting others or themselves in danger.
Well, it's part of what we're talking about is information changing constantly as we learn and variants evolve and such. So keep on our toes. Let's see. What else? You have dances. Dances are back.
Yes, the dances are back. It's the second and fourth Saturday. In fact, this Saturday is the first dance of the month, and it's from 1 to 4 o'clock. The band is called Country Plus, and they tend to play older country music, and they usually have a potluck, and it generally seems to be a lot of fun. There's generally a decent crowd there. Yeah, dancing the afternoon away. And now that it's air-conditioned and comfortable, you know, they don't have to worry about getting all hot and sweaty. Because
most people around Sandpoint don't have air conditioning.
No.
We've never needed it before.
I know.
So, yeah, it's great. And go and dance 1 to 4 on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays. I didn't realize it was live music. That's
yes,
a treat.
Yes, yes. And the musicians are all seniors themselves, and they're quite good.
Good.
And they have a blast doing it.
Yeah.
So where do you get the bands? Are they just volunteer to come and do it?
It's the same band every week.
Every time.
Yeah. Country Plus is the name of the band. Betty Overland, who usually plays piano for us at the Senior Center on Thursdays, is in that band. She also organizes the dance and the potluck and all that stuff. So she does quite a bit of work in preparing that event.
That's great.
For us.
Again, all of this is in the monthly newsletter. You have put art with POAC on hold for the summer, but it'll be back?
Yes, we had classes up until the beginning of summer, and then they decided to take a little break, and they're going to be coming back in September, but we haven't heard what day yet and what projects they're going to be working on. It seems to change. The last time it was mostly drawing charcoals and pencils and things, so we'll see if they're going to be doing painting this time or something different.
And the folks at POAC are a little busy right now this week.
A little bit.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about that later on in the show. You also have a Coeur d'Alene Casino bus trip coming up.
We do. It's going to be on September 20th. Right now, they're only offering them every other month. So we just had one in July, and so the next one is going to be in September. And we're hoping that – I'm sure it probably depends on what the variants are like and flu season. So we're hoping that they'll be able to increase it. Unfortunately, neither the casinos in Washington or up in Bonners is offering bus trips right now. So we're hoping that will change too.
I wasn't going to ask, but I was wondering how come we're not going to Bonners Ferry.
I know. I asked them. They're like, you're welcome to come, but we don't have any buses.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And they haven't had any Canadians for, you know, a year and a half. That's pretty brutal in Bonners Ferry.
That must have been tough up there.
Yeah. So, Nikki, I've always wondered, with all of these activities going on at the Senior Center and you're with the board of directors, do you try to participate in all of these things?
I would like to, but I play bridge. We have bridge on Tuesdays. And I've sat and watched Bunko the other day. I have never heard of Bunko. We don't play it where I come from, but I sat and watched them for a while, and I think I wouldn't mind learning that. It looks very animated and exciting and quick moving.
I can't remember exactly how it works, but I remember playing 30-something years ago when it was relatively new, I think, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
Yeah, it's like a dice game, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of like Yahtzee in a way. Like you have to get certain numbers. So.
And the old bell ringing, ting, ting, ting.
Yeah. Yeah, just remember it got pretty wild.
And then I have started running fit and fall programs.
Oh,
exercise programs for the seniors. So that takes up 2 days of my week.
Fit and fall proof.
Fit and fall proof.
We don't want you to fall.
No. Thank you.
You don't need practice falling. Trust me.
I can do that by myself.
I'll tell you, that exercise class is no joke. I was watching them when they first started doing it, and it's legitimate. They're actually working out pretty well. So it's a pretty full class. I was excited to see the turnout.
So when and how does that – what are the details on that?
Well, we do it on Wednesdays at 3 and Fridays at 1. I have to wait for the center to close because we take up a lot of space and we're pretty loud because we have music. And it's designed for 60 and over. It's to help strengthen you so that you're less likely to fall. So we concentrate on mobility exercises, a little bit of cardio, quite a lot of flexibility. Just trying to up your general body strength and tone.
Yeah. So a lot going on with the Sandpoint area seniors. Remember, you don't have to live in Sandpoint to take advantage of these programs.
Not.
It is a nonprofit. And, of course, you have all your meal programs going in full swing as well, whether you want to eat in person or you want it to go or Meals on Wheels if you're stuck at home. And for more information, Sherry, what? How do you get the newsletter?
Well, we have them in the Senior Center itself, but you could also go to our website, which is www.sandpointareaseniors.org.
And if it says Sandpoint Area Seniors, I'm ripping you off.
Don't go to that one.
All right, Nikki, Sherry, thanks for joining us once again. I really appreciate it, and we'll have you back in a few weeks.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Take care. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, Keely Gray, I believe, is here in the green room, and she's with the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater, and they have some events coming up, and we'll find out what those are right after this.
Oh, I love family road trips. Wind in my ears.
Good dog.
Treats in my mouth. And peace of mind, knowing Les Schwab did our tires, brakes, and alignment. Like Les Schwab, my family's safety is my first priority. Well, that and squeaky toys.
Swing by today and get road trip ready with our always free pre-trip safety check. Les Schwab Tires. Applies to passenger cars, SUVs, and light trucks only. Details at leschwab.com/safety.
More than a dealership, Findlay Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram cares about the North Idaho State Fair and the local community. In support of both, Findlay Auto is having a ticket stop today from 4 to 6 p.m. But once the free tickets to the North Idaho State Fair are gone, the ticket stop is over. So stop by Findlay Auto today at 4 p.m. It's your chance to win free fair tickets. Good luck. Findlay Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at the I-90 Autoplex in Post Falls.
North Idaho has some of the most beautiful forests in the nation. But with that beauty come some challenges. If you're new to North Idaho or have been here a while and own 10 or more acres of forest land, those challenges pose a threat to your forest. Idaho Forest Group can help prevent problems before they happen. Weather extremes have made forest land more susceptible to damage. High winds can topple trees weakened by wind, drought, or disease. By scheduling a free, no-obligation site visit by an Idaho Forest Group expert, we can help develop a forest management plan to help it stand up to Mother Nature's wrath. And if selective thinning is required, it could create extra income for your family. So whether you're new to the area or been here a while and own 10 or more acres of forest land, know that weather extremes aren't going away and can destroy your land's value. To book a free forest assessment by Idaho Forest Group, visit ifg.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. To help meet all your service needs in a timely manner, we have added two new technicians to our team. For the rest of the summer, we will be offering AC services starting at $99 plus Freon. All services include a free multi-point inspection. As always, Pierce Auto Center is home of the 1995 oil change, and remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
We are back. Keely Gray is with us. She is with the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater. And Keely, what's going on with theater? Are we getting back to like live theater and stuff?
I sure hope so, Bob, because I tell you what, we've been missing it so much. If we had our event Speakeasy back in May, and it was kind of a little mix of theater and
at the 219.
At the 219,
yeah.
It was a wonderful, wonderful success, and we were so proud of it and thankful to the 219. But we had a little bit of a scripted theater and live music combination, and if that was an indicator of how much people miss live events and live theater, I don't know what is.
I heard it was a smashing success. My daughter Ricky, who listeners know from Wednesdays here on KSPT and KBFI, she went every performance and absolutely loved it.
Oh yeah. We saw Ricky both nights and we had a blast with her. It was just so much fun. And it was really wonderful to see the community coming out to support something like this, especially for such a fresh new company that LPO Rep is. So we're trying to continue that, because one of the biggest goal that we have is to bring back live theater, and not only live theater, but big, beautiful, amazing musicals. So luckily the Speakeasy fundraiser was so successful that we were able to purchase the rights for Young Frankenstein.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I didn't even know that was a play.
It is. They made it into a musical. I believe back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I believe. The Broadway version had Megan Mullally in it, and she was just a smashing success, and it's just adorable. But we were able to purchase the rights for that after the Speakeasy fundraiser, and so we have a fundraiser coming up on Saturday, which we're calling Nostalgia Prom, and that is our last fundraiser to get the production budget together for Young Frankenstein. And Nostalgia Prom is going to be at the Beet and Basil, which is right downtown. And we are so thankful to our local businesses who have been so supportive of us. It's just unreal. Sandpoint's just an amazing community. And so that'll be at 7:45 is when doors open. Dancing will start at 8 p.m. And they'll have a full bar open. And we'll have lots of amazing music from the past, and we're asking everyone to dress in their favorite decade. I myself will be rocking a 1970s jumpsuit, and it's going to prove to be a great night. We're super excited.
I'll be wearing a Aloha shirt and cargo shorts, because I went to the Village People and they said, which one are you going to dress up as? And I said, I'll be the guy in the Aloha shirt and cargo shorts, because it's what I wear every day.
But that's a timeless look, Bob.
It's a timeless look. It's like the Tom Selleck Magnum P.I. era.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Anyway, a full bar you mentioned at Beet and Basil. A lot of people don't know that they have a liquor license.
I know. They do. And they have a beautiful bar. And we are so grateful to them, because they had the brilliant idea of actually having an outdoor bar to welcome our guests in through the patio area. So they're going to have you ready to go as soon as you walk through those beautiful gates and into that back patio, and they'll have a bar set up right there for you.
So did they complete that down below?
They did, I believe. I'm not sure if they're I know that they have a bar coming in close to the water. I'm not sure if that one's set up yet, but they mentioned that they will be putting one right as soon as you enter. They have a little patio right as soon as you walk through the gates. They've set up a bar there before, so that's what their plan is.
Gotcha. So at 7:45, and it's a dance.
It's a prom. So you can bring your corsages, you can have your date. There may even be a best costume contest / king queen. We're not really sure, but we're gonna see what happens.
What are you doing for music?
Oh man. Okay. So I'm really excited, because I've always dreamt of playing DJ every now and again. So I've actually been
so has Derek, our engineer.
Oh.
Just kidding. He plays DJ for 4 hours every single
day. I was going to say, he's got the real equipment back there. So, you know, he's the real deal. I'm just an amateur. So I've got a wonderful playlist together of just nostalgic music from 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, just kind of throwing out the hits that you remember, the songs that make you just want to go back to your old days and remember school dances and just make you want to boogie. Just so excited. And it's been really fun putting the playlist together, because from my generation, when I graduated high school, my year, dances were so much fun. And there's so many hits that I just remember always being played. And they were kind of timeless. I can't remember a dance that I've gone to where the Macarena hasn't been played.
Way after my time. I just remember my high school dances. Everybody was too stoned to do anything. It was just
we'll have some 60s and 70s in there. There's going to be some good ones in there too. Don't you worry. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. So how does the fundraising aspect of this party at Beet and Basil this Saturday work? Is there a charge to get in?
There is. We actually have ticket prices at $35 for a ticket, and that's just general admission. And then if you wanted some LPO Rep swag to go with it and a drink, you can pay $60, which is our VIP price. And tickets are available at LPOrep.com.
What does LPO rep swag. What do you got?
Swag. Oh, we've got whiskey glasses, which was really fun to get. And then we also have wonderful stickers with our logo on them. So we've got some of that swag. And then we may have some t-shirts available to purchase as well.
And that's lporep.com.
Lporep.com. We tried to make it super simple.
Again, that's the Saturday Beat in Baisley. Everybody knows where that is on First and Pine. And it's a fundraiser to help complete the budget for the sets and everything for Young Frankenstein, which will be coming up when?
Young Frankenstein will be going up on November 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th of this year. And we will be having auditions August 22nd, 23rd, with a callback and dance call on the 24th.
Good information to know about the auditions. How does that audition work? Do you kind of have in the back of your mind who's going to do what? Like, this guy is perfect for this role and things like that? Or you just see who shows up?
Well, in the Sandpoint community, one of the things that we've kind of gotten used to is very similar faces being on stage, which is a wonderful thing because I think everybody can agree that Sandpoint has a plethora of talent. Like, that's always been the case since I've been living here my whole life. And one of the things that we're really passionate about at LPO Rep is finding those undiscovered gems, those people who have never had either the courage or the opportunity to get on stage and just really want to. So we're going to make it one of our big goals to always hold big auditions and make sure that we see everybody who wants to have an opportunity to be there. And you can also, we're trying to make all of these things, our tickets and our auditions, very simple. So you can actually sign up for a 10-minute audition slot on our website, which is lporep.com. And we are asking that individuals bring 16 bars of a song that they love to sing, which is about 30 seconds, and then a one-minute monologue to perform for us.
God, I was just daydreaming about, you know, trying out for, is it Igor, the hunchback guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, walk this way. Like,
and the hunch that switches from side to side.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I told my costume designer, I'm like, we have to do that. So we have to find a way to switch the hunch.
Yeah. So this will be at the Panada Theater. What is going on with the Panada Theater? I saw some guys the other day outside working on the marquee.
Yes, we will have a press release coming out very, very soon to share with the community. But we're super thrilled that our Unite to Light the Marquee campaign was successful. And through fundraising causes, we were able to get the funds that we needed to repair the marquee. So I've been getting some text messages from friends saying, hey, Keely, what's going on? The Panada, the marquee has been empty for a while. So we're actually getting we're getting the neon replaced and we're having some LEDs put in certain areas. But a company called Yesco is actually taking care of that for us.
Yesco Sign Company.
Exactly. Yeah. And they've been wonderful to work with and we're so excited and we're hoping that once it's finished, we'll be able to celebrate with the community more. We're still getting all of that figured out, but we will be getting a press release and hopefully some more information, detailed information to our community to kind of give them a huge thanks because we couldn't have done this without them.
So where are we at or what's the plan with the Panada Theater? I know they kind of took the summer basically off, went through some changes as organizations do, as we all know. And are you regrouping and
we're restructuring. The reason for the intermission during the summer was so that we could focus on hiring. So we're in the process right now of interviewing amazing candidates, and figuring out who will be stepping into that role as managing director for the Panada.
Mm-hmm. So the goal is to get back to having first run movies and things like that, do you think, or is that kind of down the road still?
That's probably down the road still. I think it's going to be something where the board and whoever steps into the managing director position and who we get for staff, it's going to be a collaboration between all of us to kind of understand what the Panada means to the community and what the best way forward is for it.
Yeah. And it's such a tough year, of course, you know, with the pandemic on any kind of live entertainment or movie theater. I mean, a lot of movie theaters didn't make it and things like that. But the Panada able to kind of shut down, regroup, kind of rebuilding now, and we'll be back. And, you know.
Oh, the Panada's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
The one thing that in my short time on the board that has just absolutely floored me is just this community's undying, unconditional love for that beautiful building. And I share it, obviously, or else I wouldn't be working on the board. but it is absolutely outstanding the love that this community feels and how much it will fight for that theater. Like that, the Panada in my mind will never go dark permanently because the community won't let it. And yeah. That is such an amazing thing. It's such a rare thing too, I think.
And it's been through a lot over the decades. I mean,
yes,
there were times, but 35 years ago, it looked like, wow, Panada's done.
I mean, yeah.
But, you know, the brick sales and it just, the whole community, just like you said, would not let it go away. And it's never going to go away. For more information on the Panada, find out what's going on. It's always panada.org. And once again, we're talking to Keely Gray from the Panada Theater and the Lake Pendere Repertory Theater. You guys have a fundraiser. Plug that one more time for this Saturday.
We've got Nostalgia Prom happening this Saturday at Beat and Basil. Doors open at 7:45. Dancing starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $35 for general admission, $60 for VIP at lporep.com.
And it's a full bar, as you mentioned, and it's a dance, and you're doing the DJ, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s music, what have you. Is there food, too, or is it just...
There won't be any food. Okay. That's kind of why we started a bit later.
It's just like the prom.
Exactly. So we're kind of anticipating a very similar thing to like if it were your high school prom where you would go out to dinner first and get your date and your corsages and maybe you rent a limo and you drive up and you have your moments and, you know, all of those fun things. We're hoping to really recreate that feeling of nostalgia of being young and having a prom, and the alcohol's kind of the biggest difference, I think.
Well, I think every one of us wished we had alcohol at our prom. Well, some of us did out in the van, but, you know, not inside the prom, of course.
Yes. So. And of course, we will have, we will be able to give you contacts for cab companies. We have amazing cab companies in this town, and they will take good care of you. And it's local and downtown. So if you need to, you can walk back to your home. All of these amazing things that Sandpoint has to offer.
So again, it starts at 7:45. Can you get tickets in advance or you just pay when you get there?
Tickets are on sale at our website at lporep.com, so you can take care of it online. You can purchase tickets at the door, but we highly encourage pre-ticket sales so that we know generally for our VIPs so that we can get your VIP goodie bag ready.
Absolutely. And then last question, when do you expect it to end? I mean, is there still time for people once they have this prom of their life that they can still go out on the town?
Well, last call is going to be at midnight.
Okay.
So we'll have last call at midnight. Dancing starts at 8, so you've got 4 hours to shake your booty.
Yeah. Probably want to go home after that.
Yeah, I know I will. I know I will, well, but fun. I'll stay clean.
Have fun with the DJ part.
Oh, thank you. I'm
Keely
so
Gray,
excited.
Love having you on the show, and this is your first time, I think.
I think you're right.
On this particular
show.
And so let's make it a regular thing.
I would love that. Let's
okay.
do it.
You got it. We are going to take our final break. Claire Christie is here from POAC. We've got the Arts and Crafts Fair this weekend, and we'll find out what else is going on with Pendere Arts Council right after this.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. You'll love the Soulshine Bistro with its wonderful food selection plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Under the Sun is an eclectic gift shop and home decor store with the most unique merchandise under the sun. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique with many hand-picked items. Under the Sun is open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
The 12th annual Riverfront Blues Festival in Libby, Montana is this Saturday. Blues, brews, and barbecue on the banks of the beautiful Kootenai River. The Smoking Gun Big Blues Barbecue starts at noon. The live music fires up at 1. Riverfront Park is a family-friendly venue. The gates open at 11 a.m., so get there early to catch all the excitement. Tickets available at the gate. Camping offered at J. Neal's Park. For more info, go to riverfrontbluesfestival.com.
I'm someone who's always had it together, but I started taking painkillers after my accident, and then I couldn't stop. Things just got worse until I finally got treatment for my opioid use disorder, and now I've rebuilt my life.
Talk to your healthcare provider about opioid use disorder and treatment options. Call 211 or visit StopOverdoseIdaho.org for more information. This content is the sole responsibility of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare and does not necessarily represent the official views of the CDC.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for you here today, and we have Claire Christie with us with the Pendere Arts Council, and their 49th annual Arts and Crafts Fair is coming up this weekend in downtown Sandpoint. And Claire, how many of those 49? Have you been to all of them? Just kidding. She's like 17, okay?
No.
I'm just kidding. How long have you been with POAC, though, by the way?
This is my second year planning the fair.
Yeah. Wow.
So I started in February 2020.
Yeah. Wow, what a weird year to start a new job.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So how has POAC survived all of this craziness?
I think the community supports us, and they really rallied around us when COVID first happened, and that's kept us afloat, and our events still going on, and of course all the PPP loans, we did okay.
Yeah, those loans were, whoever invented that, you know, saved a lot of organizations.
They
really did. So, of course, you had your art walk recently. Was that a success?
Oh, man.
Well, I guess it's still going on, but you had the big Friday night.
Yeah, the opening receptions. There were so many people in the streets. It was fun. It felt like a reunion.
Well, I think people are just chomping at the bit to get outside and do something,
yeah,
you know, and gather again. So congratulations on that. And Arts and Crafts this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th. Let's see, Saturday 9 to 5, on Sunday 9 to 4. And what happens if you're new to town or you've never been to the Arts and Crafts Fair, tell us about what happens there.
Well, you walk the streets, you peruse handmade
artisan
goods, and grab some food or an ice cream cone, and there's probably something for everybody there. There's such a large variety of vendors.
Yeah, I love Randy Wilhelm's original art, and
yes,
try to buy something, at least one, every year. And I've got this whole collection of Harold's IGA watercolor, I believe it is, and the Hoot Owl, he did that one. And it seems like every year he's got another one of just Sandpoint stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
that is so cool.
He's got one of the old mill. And
Yeah,
it's good.
So there's lots of things like that. And are all the artists from North Idaho, or do they travel to come here? Or?
Some people travel far. We have people apply from as far as New York State.
What?
And so
they come all the way here for the Arts and Crafts?
They do. I think they just tour around the country doing these things.
Oh, gotcha.
But mostly it's out of Washington, Idaho, Oregon. So it is a lot of local vendors.
Yeah. And it's not just paintings. There's ceramics. There's several ceramic vendors. Fiber, like Explore Idaho, and hand weaving and things like that. There's glass, Alex Sutton glass, and Clear Lake Art glass, and about 15 others. There's food.
Yeah, specialty olive oil or candy. We've got popcorn.
There's a Caramel Kitchen, La Vita Bella Olive Oil, like you said, Treats by Laura, Tiki Pop, Clearwater Cultures, and, well, Caramel Kitchen's on your list twice, by the way.
Oh.
I just noticed that. Yeah, that's wonderful. Then there's jewelry, a lot of handmade jewelry. I got something last year that's yard art. It's metal yard art. Are they coming back?
It was very popular last year. Yeah, they are. They have a big booth, lots of inventory.
Yeah, super talented. You just look at some of that stuff. How did they do that? It's really incredible. There's home goods, like I said, paintings, drawings, metal art. Let's see, what else is there? Photography. Joanne Cannon will be back.
Yes, she comes every year.
She's a great local photographer. So if you had pictures of Sand Creek and the Cedar Street Bridge is one of her, one of my favorites of hers. Lots of eagles and things like that. Lots more photography, and then wood art as well, which is, you know, Burl Designs and all kinds of great things. What's your favorite part about the Arts and Crafts Fair when it's over?
I start working on the Arts and Crafts Fair in January. So when it's all set up and ready to go, I do feel relief, but it's also, it's my favorite part because that's when it gets exciting. That's when it becomes real. Everybody's here. You know, people I've been emailing with or talking over the phone with for months, I finally see them in person, say hello.
Yeah.
It's just, it's exciting to see everybody set up and we're all doing this together, and it's like you're a part of something.
And for years and years and years, decades actually, it was held at City Beach.
Yeah.
But there's that bottleneck of Bridge Street. And at first I was a little concerned when you move it to the streets of downtown. I was like, guys, it could be really hot and it's just kind of not Arts and Crafts here. Arts and Crafts on the Grass was great. But it turned out to be a brilliant move. And the vendors love it because they can park a lot closer. And I know a lot of us, just regular fans, love it because we don't have that bottleneck. And, you know, there's still people trying to go to the beach. So
Beach
can have the beach, and POAC takes over downtown. It's pretty cool.
We're not that far away.
You
can still have a beach day when you're done.
Yes, you certainly can. Once again, it's Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday in the streets of downtown Sandpoint, you know, like where Lost in the 50s happens and all that, basically the same. As we mentioned, artist vendors, food vendors, and a lot more. So check it out, and, you know, especially if you have like friends from out of town. It's just such a unique Sandpoint thing to do.
Definitely.
And then, so is this a major, like the major fundraiser for POAC, or
what does this do to
benefit you guys?
It's one of our big fundraisers. We have like our art party coming up at the end of August, and that's another big one. But this is definitely one of the biggest events that we plan out, especially in the visual arts part. It just takes a lot of planning that you wouldn't think about, insurance and talking to the city and electricity. But it is a big fundraiser for us. So,
well, good. What's the art party all about?
That's a fundraiser we do. It's a dinner and performances, silent auction. There's info on our website, artinsandpoint.org. But that is, we've got a limit of 80 people, so I'm not sure how much room is left at this point.
Well, then you better go to artinsandpoint.org today and check that out. What else is in the near future for POAC?
We're going to be announcing our performance season September 1st. So we're going to have a lot of stuff going on at the Panada in the fall and winter. I can't say anything else right now. But
well, tell us more about it then.
The Performing Arts Series?
I'm just kidding.
It's great.
So now refresh my memory. Going into the pandemic year, did you have any of those performances at the Panada, or you guys were had to go dark?
Yeah.
So what type? I mean, is it theater, or is it?
There'll be some music, there'll be dance, and some theater as well, some holiday themed shows to go to.
At the holiday time?
At the holiday time.
Like the traditional holiday one that sometimes plays at the Panada around Christmas
time?
We'll just have to wait and see. And if you want to donate or just find out more about POAC in general, get involved, it's artinsandpoint.org, artsinsandpoint.org. And don't miss the Arts and Crafts Fair this weekend in downtown Sandpoint, Saturday and Sunday. Both days begins at 9, goes until 5. On Sunday goes until 4. You could actually meet Claire Christie out there yourself. You'll be walking around?
Yeah. Yeah. Find me. Got my name tag on.
That'd be great. Claire, thanks for joining us once again, and all that you guys do. POAC is just such a great sponsor. You're sponsoring the free concert in the park this evening. Lucas Brown is stepping in at the last minute to perform. He just opened at the festival. He was great. So that's a free concert tonight at 6 Farm and Park. That's it for me here today. I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT.